Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to a new show. Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? I missed y'all, you know what I'm saying? But it was good to just, you know, have like a couple, you know, like a week off, you know, like this whole Thanksgiving thing, you know what I'm saying? And like kind of just get refreshed and come back, you know? So, yeah, man, what's up, people?
Man, so really, we had a week off because I had moved, right? So, you know, you'll hear me say, I moved. So I had moved. Let me see. I sold my house in 2018, and I moved to Florida. And then I moved from there, moved back to Florida. And then the first place, we had an issue, so I moved again. And I've been in that last place for a year. So I've been moving a lot with y'all, but, you know, me, I don't mind moving as long as I'm comfortable and it's what I need. So, like tonight, we're talking about manifesting soul ties and karma, right?
Ooh,
and, you know, all of these things play a role. Like, if you guys, you know, for our listeners that have been here, first of all, shout out to our top five countries tuning in. It is actually the same from last week. Mo, what was the top five?
You should have prepped me. I ain't even got that information. But I know it's like United States, England.
United States, United Kingdom, Canada.
Yeah, Canada. And then, what was it? Somebody snuck in there. Because I know Germany.
It's Sweden, and it's one before Sweden. Hold on, let me get it to you.
Since right, Mo's so Sweden make me number work. Five. Sweden number five. Number four was, Australia probably? It's probably Australia, I'm thinking.
Mo gonna make me work, y'all. Hold on.
Yeah.
I caught him off guard, but he caught me off guard, and guess what? We was off guard.
Right?
So we also want to give our respect. Okay, United States number one, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Sweden. So he was on it.
Yep.
Shout out to our top five countries for tuning in. We appreciate you. In order to get on our top five, tell a friend and another friend, tune in each and every Sunday. If we are not on air, there are 100-plus archive shows
that's what I love
that
about
you can dabble in and
we
put
do.
It on
we
play
all
and
topics,
handle your business.
Yeah, exactly.
The topics. So there's plenty of archive shows that you guys can tune in. For me, I had moved, and you guys know, like, when I left Florida in 2019, when I left, I went home. I sold everything here, and I was like, I'm going home for good this time. Fuck it. I miss my family. I go through postpartum depression every time I have a child.
Okay.
That lasts for like a year.
Doubt.
But one of the main
doubt.
Things that I go through is, like, missing my family severely. And there were some other things going on. So I went home thinking I was going to be home, and I got there, and I just could not do it. I was like, okay, yeah, this shit done wore off. So I was, like, ready to come back. And I came back, and I left everything. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, the universe said move. And you have to listen to your higher self. So your higher self is going to challenge you sometimes. It's not saying that everything is going to go right, nothing's going to happen. But if your higher self tells you to do something, it knows that you are up for the challenge, or it's going to put you through a test that you need to pass, right? So when my higher self said move, I tell you, like, I was supposed to come to Georgia to pick up my son and go back. My higher self said no. Pack all your stuff up and move. I had like 3 or 4 bags, my baby playpen, and my laptop. That's what I had. I put it in my car, put my son in the car, and we drove to Georgia. We didn't have a place here or nothing. I had went and got a hotel room. I had a room for 3 days already. I talked with one of my right-hand men, one of my aces, my best friends. So he like was really fucking with me for like 2 months. He was like straight. He was like making sure that I was good. We had the room. He made sure that, you know, we covered the room. We found a spot. It was just to get out the hotel room to get me balanced. I had a job the whole time, but I got in this place. The place was raggedy. It was a lot going on. So I moved to that place in August. I got here at the end of July, immediately found a place a week later, moved in August. Right before August, rather, and then we stayed there until December, but it was a lot of issues, so we were allowed to break the lease and leave because of all the issues that was going on there. Boom. Left there and went to where I was for this last year, and I'm thankful for the place that I had, but I knew that it was a temporary space. And I just believed in what it was that I needed to believe in. I didn't call anybody. I didn't ask anybody for any help. I didn't say, you know, whatever. I said to myself, self, we have 1 year to get everything that we had brand new plus more. And I was just like, okay. And my aunt was there with me, you know, the whole time. And she was like, oh, you're gonna be okay. You're going to get it. Well, a year later, not only have I invested over $20,000 into my inside of my house, buying everything brand new, exactly what I wanted, it happened. And so when my lease was coming to be up, of course, you know, if you're anywhere, if where you live is like Georgia, they're price gouging everything. So the cost of living has shot up double from what it used to be.
Yeah,
and so,
I can imagine. Atlanta's a hot spot right now, definitely.
Yeah, and then COVID, everybody's moving. They're taking advantage of the situation. So while the government is trying to find ways to assist us, The one good thing that I can see about the Democrats, if they do get in office, is that they're going to make them lower the price of living. You know what I'm saying? They're going to make something happen. Either them lower it or them, you know, pay more money. But they're starting to see that employers are paying more money, so they're taking the rent up. It's ridiculous. It's disgusting. I can't wait for the market to crash. Watch my words. I've been saying it for 2 years. I know it's coming. 2021, I think, will be our year that this whole real estate market just falls through all over the country.
Yeah, tell me about it. I am going to be so excited, and I'm going to love it.
That's when I'm making my move to buy. But it's happening. I found a house, and it was a four-bedroom house. It was like, okay, what I needed. I wanted a ranch. I couldn't find a ranch, but the stairs aren't as bad because it's a split level, so you got one set of stairs going downstairs, one set going up, and it's not like a full set each way. So it wasn't that bad. My kids came. They absolutely loved it, and my six-year-old was like, Mom, this is the house. I said, it's the house, and then they both said, yes, yes, yes. So I was like, okay, let's get this house. And over the last week, we moved in last Saturday. So I have really, like, when Sunday came, I was completely beat, guys. I was depleted. And I was like, hey, Mo, you call it, because I'm beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a pretty nice-sized house, and you got four bedrooms, and I just – you never know how much stuff you have until you're here. And then I went to the furniture store, so I had a lot of stuff being delivered directly to the house, and it was a lot of coordination and, you know, yada, yada. So we finally got through it. We had another week. We are almost, like, completely settled in. It's some very small things that has to be done. But, I mean, they are really small, like hanging curtains on the wall and putting some small things together, but everything else is together. It feels
That's good,
good. It feels
I'm happy for you. Yeah, you sound
yes.
you sound like very calm and like, whew, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a big, you know,
right.
Boulders off
like
the
when
shoulders,
I say,
you know
I'll be like, hey, I gotta move. People don't know, like, I'm footing, like, my girl came from Florida. I had to make sure she got here, make sure she was comfortable, also make sure my kids were straight, also make sure that everybody works. She works from home, too. So it's just like it was a lot of me spearheading this whole move over the last 2 months. I will not hold you at all. And it all, you know, was on me mentally. And so I now finally got the woosah and get in and match our vibes and so on and so forth because she was done with Florida. I'm like, come on, you know I don't do roommates at all. Anybody that know me know I don't do roommates, but I love her most of the time. And so I'm like, let's do it. I love her most of the time.
Real talk
so I'm like,
that's
hey, let's
real,
do
that's
it.
Real shit. That's real shit.
Yeah, so I'm
most
like, you know, and,
most,
and we make it work.
Time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
we make it work when
right
it comes
direction.
To the kids. She's a very big help when it comes to the kids. I don't mind, you know, my thing is cooking, so I'm cooking, she's helping with the kids, you know, everything is clean, she's not extra, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a tidy type person, not OCD, but, you know, tidy type person, and everything is, like, flowing when it comes to that. So I'm just, like, really excited and just still walking this down. I have spent a whole lot of money, and I say a whole lot of money, a whole lot of money. I ain't talking about a little bit, a whole lot of money.
Moving is expensive because you want to get a comfort level.
This last month has now taken me, this last month has taken me close to $20,000. And I won't complain because I got everything how I needed to get done. Like, I haven't been going anywhere because I don't go anywhere. So I'm really just like, I was really stacking my money, buying stuff, stacking my money, buying stuff. That's, you know, for my house. And so now that I have such, like, way more space, and this whole space is filled to the rim. It's like, I really
need
it. So the manifestation, of it all is, like, absolutely important. So we're going to get into the manifestation, soul ties, and karma. And, you know, that was my week. My week was absolutely amazing. We're in here. So listen, Mo, I know you know what this is. Remember back in the day, like the early 2000s, where they had the black light and you had, like, the glow-in-the-dark stars and the moon and stuff like that on the ceiling.
Yeah,
in your
I want that shit. I want that shit. Yeah, I want to get that shit again.
Yo,
like, I
just
want to pop off
some.
Like
I was
that.
Like, I was like, I got to figure out how to stick it to the ceiling. But I swear, I just brought, like, glow-in-the-dark stars. It's like 150-pack with the black light. It was on sale for Black Friday.
You about to really get it. You really.
Man,
you about to pull out that point casting. Really, you about to. Wait till you really get settled in. And you get you a little something-something, man.
Oh, no. I was getting some juice for the kids, right? And I'm trying to, like, stay away from the sugary stuff. Like, I try to get, like, Honest and cranberry grape and stuff like that for them to drink. So I was getting some juice, and I seen Christmas lights. You know, I don't celebrate holidays, but they had Christmas lights in there for, like, $1.50. So I was like, I could do something. So my room is huge. Like, it's super-duper huge. It's like the like half of the basement, like, and that's my room. I have, like, this entryway from my room door to my bathroom door, right? And it's like a long hall. And I got Christmas lights over that thing that actually lights up the whole room. And I was like, shit, I don't have to use them for a tree. I can use them for other things. Man, that shit looks
I like that shit.
And wait till the stars get up there. Oh, my God.
That's my vibe.
I'm gonna video chat you when I finish,
do
and show you like what my room
shit
looked like, and you gonna be like,
yeah.
Where did you get it from?
I got my
stars off of Amazon. Like, it's super hot, and then they had the black light, which so happens to be purple. If you actually seen pictures of me on, if you follow me on any of my social medias, and I post a picture, my room is black, white, and purple. So the light is happened to be black and purple, and I was like, oh, right up my alley. So. Yeah, it's going down. That's what I'm saying.
Going down. I already know. Yeah, hell yeah. That's a vibe right there. Well, look,
vibe. You know, just staying in the bed
and
looking at
the
top with me.
You know what I'm saying?
How was your week, man?
So my week was, I'm tired, man. Tired as fuck. You know, we had the holiday, Thanksgiving. You know, it was intimate, me and my wife, but, you know, got a lot of stuff done. I'm really into this Yule situation, you know, because to me, Yule really starts like after, you know, Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? And that's just that, like, lead up to the winter solstice, which is basically like Christmas and all of that. But, you know, you see how it all ties into the, you know, you see a lot of Christmas shopping and all that other stuff. But when you kind of step back and you really just see how, like, you know, we got longer days. No, I'm sorry. We got shorter days, longer nights, colder. You know, I'm just really getting into that vibe of just, like, kind of understanding that whole energy. So that's been cool. And then just work. But, you know, I'm tired. Been working a lot. You know what I'm saying? Just taking different appointments and, you know, just grinding. You know what I'm saying? But getting to the bag. You know what I'm saying? And I'm satisfied, you know, with the grind. And then I'm looking for like a little vacation. I mean, now I told you I'm scheming on my vacation with me and my fellas going to DR. Hopefully, if everything goes well and they don't shut down the country and shut down the airports and make things all difficult, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna go down like the end of February. But man, look, my wife is about to go back to Cleveland for the holidays. So I think I just need a much-needed vacation. So that's going to happen, like, December 20th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of...
Are you going to Cleveland with her, or you just letting her go?
No. She's going to go. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that's a perfect time.
Okay,
right,
so
now,
then
you're going to
get a vacation at home, just, like, you know, me time.
Hell yeah, for, like, a month. Hell yeah, so... I'm trying to talk low. But, oh, my gosh. Prepared for that, man. Like, that shit got me. So, like, and then, like, I'm ready to be done with November. You know what I'm saying? So that's December 20th. So my December, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I can get that popped off and then, like, parlay right into my vacation, you know, 2021 is going to be looking great. But, I was just looking to get out of November, man, because, you know, with the election, you know.
Motherfuck. Look who the cat drug in.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wait, hold on. Is that Smooth? Because, you know, we had an APB out on Smooth. I ain't seen Smooth since before the election. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is true. I just heard you say it. I just assumed.
Wait, he
you know,
called in, but then he hung up. The line hung up. So
oh,
I don't know if somebody got his phone.
I can't wait to see what that guy been up to. I hope anything's well with him. But yeah, so that's it, man. I'm just trying to get out of November. You know what I'm saying? This whole election shit had me tight. But like you said, you brought up a good point when you said, I'm in a real estate business. When you said the one good thing that Democrats might do is maybe they go after these, real estate prices and owners and shit like that and make it more affordable. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't know. But so that's it, man. That's my week, man. So that's what I'm bobbing.
Man, sounds amazing though. Like you like, oh, I'm looking forward to this month vacation.
Oh,
I can see
God.
How that
my goodness.
I got a mini trip getaway, but it's business coming up, but it's not for this year. I just can't believe that this year's over already. Like this year has been so rewarding to me, man.
Me too, but I can. It's been a long year though. It's been good.
It's been so rewarding. Like, for me, I don't think I was counting the days. Like, I was just hustling. So, listen, when you are focused, right?
Yeah.
And so people ask me often, like, how do you do what you do? Like, when you are focused on self, when you are focused on your goals, and you are minding your business, when I tell you, I promise you that nothing else will matter, and not even time. It's like I don't put time manifest. Okay, so right. To manifest, it's like it's to believe. You're believing in something unseen, but you're believing in your power. You're believing in yourself. You're believing in the universe, right? And you're putting forth a goal to say, and I've said this, I said, this year I'm going to have my house completely furnished. And people would be like, yeah, okay, so you must going to just get some little stuff and throw in here. Right, that's a big-ass goddamn task. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and people would be like, okay, And those same people, when they see my house now, they're like, how in the hell did you do that?
Yeah, no, you've been talking about it. You've been saying little stuff.
I've been saying, listen, I'm getting little stuff. I never said, like, really what it was, right? I just, like, I'm getting little stuff for the house, Like, honestly, I believe in me, right? And the most important part about that is minding your own business. Like, I don't have time to worry about who Luann doing what with and why Michael. None of that. Like, focus on you. So the people that call your phone and they always gossiping or they always talking about somebody else's life, pay attention to their life. When they're never putting their life in the forefront, more than likely, they shit in shambles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
that'd be true.
Hold on here.
Maybe focus on other people, man.
Smooth.
Whoa, what's up?
Oh, shit.
OMG, how are you?
No.
Hey, you know me, I'm always good, live, kick.
Okay, I was so worried about you, and I know you knew it, and you were just purposely ignoring me because you knew I was worried.
I don't think I play them type of games, but you knew I was worried about you. That's why you ain't answering. Nah, nigga, ain't nothing like that.
Well, I'm glad.
You sound healthy. You're not your normal upbeat self, but I'm gonna deal with this. I know
we'll
have a side by conversation. I'm so thankful that you're okay.
I called you motherfucker last week, but y'all niggas wasn't on the show. So I mean,
you've been missing for 4 weeks. So
I mean, it ain't got shit to do with price 10 times. I do call y'all niggas ain't even online. So, I mean, what the fuck? So, I don't hear that bitch.
I was moving into the house. Yeah, I was moving into the house. I was beat.
Congratulations.
Man,
we got a lot of shit
to
talk about tonight. Yeah, man.
Right. Good so in, like in manifesting, and so like he's here. I'm super excited like that he's okay. But the one thing that like Smooth can tell you, I was always like that. I will always say I want to do this, and then I'll do it. And then sometimes Smooth will be like, "You did it already." Like I'm always the type that like I don't procrastinate when it's about something that I want to do. Here's why. I can wait on it and think on it and so on and so forth, and I can end up getting sidetracked or not do it. I can jump on it, and I'm going to succeed or fail. But I can assure you that if I don't do it, I'm guaranteed to fail because I never started it, right? And so yeah. I'm always like, okay, I'm going to get it. I'm not worried about it. Anything that comes into my life that brings me distractions, I removed it. Like, I'm not arguing no more. I'm not going back and forth no more. I'm just focused. And for me to run down, like, all of this, man, listen, let me tell you something. It's a couple of stores that I will not name, but they love me to the core. I got a TV. I got a 65-inch TV for my living room. Pulled it out of the box. It was cracked up. I called them. They was like, okay, we're sending you a new one. Like, you know, they absolutely love me because I stuck with these particular people for certain things. And over the last year, one of these stores over the since from January to now, it's not even a full year, from January to now, one of these people, I went and did my log last night. I spent $16,000 with this one store, January to now. The other one, I spent like right under $10,000 from January to now. And like, you know, self-care and these things, it's important, but you got to understand, like, I'm in a spiritual sense, my oils, you know what I'm saying, for care, I have children, I have a house, it's a lot that I was, like, doing, and people don't understand that, like, I pour so much into me because I'm always bet on me, you know what I'm saying? So when you want something, you have to put your mind to it. You got to block out everything around you, you know, that's not serving you purpose. If they can't come along and help you reach your dreams and your goals, you need to remove it. If they can't come along and help you put yourself in a better position, you need to remove it. We get tied to people, soul ties. We get tied to certain people in our life, and we feel like, well, since we tied to them, then I'm just going to stick around. Yeah, that's not it, right? Because soul ties can be broken. Anything that's not serving you a higher purpose on where you're going, which is ascension, right? We all have to ascend in life. You have people that are stagnant. They are used to the same thing over and over and over again, and they don't move, and they are miserable as hell, right? No matter, like, yeah, I do a lot, but just as a regular person, you can be a regular person and go to work, but you still need to ascend. You shouldn't work hard and bust your butt and not have your dream car. You shouldn't go hard and bust your butt and not have money in the bank. You shouldn't have the things that you really like and the enjoyments of life trying to make sure everybody else is happy. Focus on you. Now, I still did my giveaways. I still did my school drive single-handedly. My money. I still gave away a lot of stuff, right? But I learned to, like, be selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm going to do this. I was doing it once a month at one point, and then I slowed down a little bit. Like, okay, focus on what you got to do. Now, that's just that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm highly appreciative of my ascensions that I have been, you know, reaching, because when you guys listen to our show, one thing you're going to hear most say is, I'm on this now. I'm doing that now. I'm reading this now. I'm looking into this now, right? He put himself into growth. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're able to work together for 3 years now, 2.5 years, whatever.
Facts.
Because he is forever growing, and I value that in him. And so, therefore, I can tie myself to that because I understand he understands the extensions, you know. You listen to the show and listen to Smooth. Smooth always making money. He gonna talk his shit, and he's an asshole, but he can still turn around and tell you about stocks. He can still turn around and tell you how to flip money. He can tell you whatever. So, it, you know, like don't think that certain people have to talk a certain way or look a certain way or focus on certain topics for you to be able to learn from them. Because the people that have the talk that you're looking for, they more than likely ain't got nothing going on. They trying to swindle you out of something. So I need for us to get out of this box of thinking that there's a right way to do anything and start paying attention to the people that we ingest information from. What are they doing in their lives? You know what I'm saying? Which is very important. Like I said, most people, especially the ones that call me, they always talking about what somebody else got going on in their life. Or they call in trying to get in my bed. One of the two. But that's what I have most of the time, right? And it's like, one, you calling me and the only thing you're talking about is getting in my bed. What are you bringing to my table? No, I don't sell sex. But what are you bringing to my table? Because I just ran down a couple of different numbers to you that I've done. So all of these deals, when you see me promoting these products, when you see me doing all of this stuff, and you getting, listen, all my money is already accounted for because I manifest. I don't be like, I'm not going to go and say I'm going to manifest, you know, refurnishing my whole house with over, you know, $20,000 worth of stuff, or $30,000 worth of stuff. But, you know, these little deals, I'm going to take it and spin. No, everything goes towards my manifestation. That's the universe answering my prayers. So what are you bringing to my table? So I can lay down and sleep with you, but what next? Nothing? I don't need a nut from you. I can get myself my nut. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to be a part of my life, you need to bring something to the table, and that's just that, right? Because having me as a part of your life, I guarantee you I'm an asset to you. I guarantee you that I can be an asset to you. So I need you to be the same way with me, right? I need you to be on your grind. I'm never going to be like, where you at? You ain't came and seen me yet. You tell me you working, great. Because when I tell you I'm working, I need to have that same energy from you because I'm a workaholic. It's all good. When we meet up, we meet up. We meet up once a week, great. We meet up once every other week, great, right?
Yeah, right.
When you are focusing on certain goals in life, but you sleeping with somebody that is not on the same level as you, right? And when you sleep with them and you're not having sex with a rubber and you are exchanging body fluid.
That's a baby. That's a baby on the
that's,
way. First of
that's
all.
A soul tie.
Yeah, you're about to have a baby.
God, Lord, if you have a baby from them, it's game over. But all soul ties can be broken. As I said, all soul ties can be broken. People think that you only have one soulmate. Some people, a very small percentage of people may have one soulmate, but most of us have multiple soulmates. You got karmic, you got karmic, which is the ones that are just sent to teach you a lesson. You got, you know, your soulmate that you're sent to be with. You know what I'm saying? Some people have multiple soulmates that you're sent to be with during that stage of your life. You know what I'm saying?
Life.
Soulmates go twin flame. You know what I'm saying? Your twin flame is the person that match your energy, but not necessarily meaning you have to be with that person, right? But check this out. A lot of people get stuck on their twin flame. A lot of people get stuck on their karmic. When you see that you can do a lot without them, but you keep them around, but the universe is saying, you know, the universe is giving you all the signs that you need to let this person go, but you keep them around, and that's why you become stagnant. The universe will give you a little piece. Give you a little piece of the pie. This is what you got to do. This is what it can be like. But when we start releasing people that has been around with us, right, my biggest downfall is, like, people, like, I'm loyal to anybody that contribute to what I'm doing. I'm loyal. And there's been some people that have been great to me, and I used to hold on and keep them around way further than the universe wanted me to. And I felt like, you know, this being real, you know, you got to be real because this person was down for me. But I had to learn that that's incorrect, right? The universe sent them into your life for a reason and a season. And if that person's season is up, you can't hold on to them. You reciprocate the energy, but sometimes the universe will reward them far greater than you can even reward them. You don't have to hold people in your life because they were there at a certain time in your life. You know what I'm saying? You have to just sit. You know, the universe can tell that person 5 years later, hey, go back and send that person $10,000. And you follow that. But holding on, trying to take them with you 5 years later can leave you stagnant. Did you get that message?
No, that's deep. Nah, you talking that talk tonight. This is real talk. Real talk.
We have to learn to pay attention to the universe and what the universe speaks of us, like our higher self, you know, as above, so below. We have to understand the messages that we're seeking. You know, I got herbs galore in here, but I take my herbs because when I go to sleep and I have my herb tea, I want those downloads. You know, I
want
to wake up fresh.
You want those downloads,
I want to wake up.
Right?
Yeah, you get a lot of
downloads
when you're sleeping. Like, that's important.
Yeah.
Sleep is very important. It's important. That's an important key to whatever you're doing. Is
good.
That's
a major key.
And that's when you kind of get these downloads to be able to work and ascend and do what you have to do. Everything that I have, like, people have these stories and they be like, I don't know, I never seen it coming and I was lost. Like, no, the universe tell me what's coming to me. Like, I know what's coming to me. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing about it, like, you, no matter what a person do or who they work with, what's for you is for you. No matter who, you know, like, they hating on you, they don't want to see you win. Trust me, I got a lot of people that don't want to see me win, and it's just because I don't deal with them. It's just because I don't rock with you. It's just because who you like me. It's the simplest, dumbest things of why they will never progress. That they holding they self on me, and I'm over here like, I wish you well. You know what I'm saying? Because what's for me is going to be, and ain't nobody can stop that. I'm one of those people, right? I'm so straightforward. I sit back and I pay attention. I pretty much can tell you who's around me that's trying to hold on and wait for me to get fame to another level and wait for me to blow up. I can point those people out. And I sit back and I'm like, I'm ready. Because I'm the type of person that if you want to play a childish game with me and try to go and get 15 minutes of fame off my name, I have no problem with taking you to court and putting everything that you own on hold. And that's up to you to figure out how you feed your family. So you should have thought about feeding your family when you thought about messing with me. That's how I am when it comes to business. I do good business, and therefore I expect good business in return. When you try to play on me and try to have fun and be cute and any rumor that come that's even close to what the hell I know is in an NDA or anything like that, I'm running you. No, I don't feel sorry for you. You should have felt sorry for yourself before you wanted to play games with somebody. So I'm one of them people, I do good business because I want good business in return. You know what I'm saying?
That's like
I got a situation
right now.
With somebody, and I kind of expected this from this person because I've been dealing with him for a while, and the universe been telling me to stop dealing with him, but I'm too lazy to go find somebody else to fill this position, right? And so the universe is like, okay, once you get out of this situation, do not use this person no more. Don't deal with this person no more.
That's
and I'm like,
lesson.
Okay, universe, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? So now it's time for me to go on to something else or find somebody else to fill this position because I've been dealing with this individual for years, and it has all been bad. You know what I'm saying? But they produce at the end of the day. Needless to say, pay attention to your higher self. Pay attention to the messages that you get. You know, when you sitting down and you looking at somebody, you finna call somebody, and they'll be like, man, I don't want to call them. And then you wait, you might call them anyways. Your higher self, that first voice that come to you that we often don't pay attention to because we second guess, well, that first voice is what we need to pay attention to. Now, there are certain people that believe that karma is past, like you're not repaid karma in the same life, right? So here's my thing to those type of people. Nick, like I've experienced karma firsthand. I ain't gonna shit you not. Like me myself, if I do some crazy shit, I guarantee you, like very soon that shit come right back to me. I promise you. That's why I don't do wrong to people because the shit come back. Now, if I speak and I get authorization to you know, if you bother me and I get authorization to fuck your world, then that's one thing. But I'm not just out here bothering people just to be bothering people, right?
Just to do it. That's when the shit comes
back.
So
you have people that feel like karma is for your next life. So whatever karma, like whatever you do in this life, you're going to be paid for the next life. So at what point do you not sit and think in this life, like, I don't want my next life to be hard. Like, this life is being hard. Like, I'm being an asshole right now. Do you ever sit and think, like, the reason that you are the way that you are right now is because how you was in your past life, even if you believe that you don't get karma in this life, you get it in the next life? So the person before you was a fucked up person. That's why your life fucked up now. And then you finna mess up the next person, you know, your next human experience by what you're doing now. So at some point, the whole point of ascending is to stop the cycle and do what you do. I believe karma is instant. Karma comes back in this life, because trust me, I promise you, there's some things I did that came right back, and once I stepped down, I was like, okay, nah. Did I get repaid for everything? Okay, because I ain't doing that enough. And that's just me. I was having a conversation with my brother 2 days ago, and he was like, man, I'm about to do da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, no. I said, well, I'm going to tell you what I would do in this situation. I said, sometimes people do things to me, and I don't say anything to them because people don't really believe that you are as powerful as you are. You could tell somebody, like, don't lie to me because I know when you're lying. And they'll still lie because that means they really don't believe that you are as powerful as you think you say you are. That means that they don't think that you can read their mind because they weren't taught that we can actually read situations and we have downloads and so on and so forth. They wasn't taught about, you know, the outer energy. They only taught to be humans, to be robots, right?
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, when people do things to me, I can know exactly who did it. In some situations, right, I learned that you have to allow the universe to take care of it for you, because the universe can do far greater than what it is that you're doing. So understand this. Anything that you put out in the universe comes back to you. I don't care what energy it is, good or bad, it's coming back to you. So if you feel like someone has wronged, and then some people, even the love and light people, they feel like sometimes you have to play karma, right? And so for me, that's a fine balance, because you can play karma, but whatever you put out comes back, okay? So it's one of those things that if you go and you feel like somebody wronged you and you don't get permission from the universe and from your spirit team to react on it, and you playing the role of, okay, you know what, I'm going to take this in my own hand, sometimes it can very much backfire on you, and this is why these things are not happening in your favor, right? But if you allow the universe, right, to handle this thing, that's why in the Bible they say turn the other cheek, so on and so forth. You know, but the Bible came a lot from a lot of different places other than what it is. But it's more so like, okay, you could have that. Now, don't say that I ain't going to take you to court and run you up. But, you know, if you do something to me, you could have that, because I'm allowed the universe to do what they do. And the universe may deem that we end up in court and I run you through there. You know what I'm saying? So we don't always have to react when someone does something to us because, yeah, like he pissed you off. You could go bust his windows out, sis, or you could be like, universe, please clear my aura. Your aura is a hit. Clear my aura, cleanse my aura, and bring me peace. Ashe, okay? Universe, I head it over to you. Now, he done tried you. You ain't winning, bust his windows out, but he turn around and leave and get in a car accident. You know what I'm saying? He turn around and leave, and he go to jail, and he got to spend $2,000 to bond out. Like, sis. Let the universe handle it, bruh. Let the universe handle it, because the universe can do far greater things than you can do. And when you learn that and you step into that power, you don't have to hold your nuts on what anybody else is doing. If you don't like me, I still wish you success, because that's who I am. I'm not sitting here like, you cuss me out, and I'm going to laugh when you cuss me out most of the time, especially if I know you personally. If you don't know me, I'm like, okay, dude, you're stupid because you don't even know me. But if you know me personally, I'm going to laugh at you, because I know that you're really not mad at me. You just mad at yourself because you fucked up with me, or because I won't help you, and you know exactly what you did that I won't help you. You know what I'm saying? Be mindful of who you sleep with. Be mindful of who you have around you. Karma is real. Rather you want to believe it comes back now, or rather you want to believe it comes back in the next life. But, like, a lot of us, we don't remember anything about our next life until we have deja vu moments, okay? And these deja vu moments be moments that we done thought about or something like that, but those, you know, what I believe come from your past life. Those are moments that you remember. Sometimes we are down in a daze and we remember moments. And then when they happen, you're like, oh, that's deja vu. Like, all of these things play a factor. What?
No, I'm saying I don't get deja vu. Like, that's interesting. Like, some people do. I believe, like, what you're saying, how you get the deja vu, and, you know, that could have been a separate. I think it's so many different entities, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that's something that you kind of manifesting in, like, and it's, and you see it, you know what I'm saying? You got visions, and you're seeing, like, this deja vu from a past life, and you can, because I'm hearing you say this with your heart, so, like, I'm not knocking it or saying that's not true when it comes to you, but for a person like me, I never get deja vu, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have, like, dreams. I rarely remember my dreams. And if I do, it's from, like, a whole different realm, it seems like. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm someplace else. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, as soon as I wake up, it was like somebody, you know, like that Men in Black, where they, like, erase, like, your whole memory. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, gone. You know what I'm saying? So I could have been.
But we're all different, though. We're all different spiritual beings having a human experience. So, like, when it comes down to,
you know, I know I'm a little different when it comes to that.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, I can read tarot, right? And I'm, like, indulging deeper in tarot. You can't read tarot. You know what I'm saying? So it's the gift that was given to me. Like, some people, like, you have the gift to say sing, right? But I can't sing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why people don't believe in the higher power, especially when they don't have them. Especially when you can't look at a person and be like, ugh.
Like me.
You can see their aura. Like, sometimes you can look at a person and see the aura color around them to kind of see what mood that they're in. Like, if you look at a person and then you see, like, yellow or, like, purple or red or something. Like, sometimes you can see... You know, some people can actually see spirits, you know, like, and most of the people, like, adults can see spirits, but children see spirits more than we do because they're closer to the realm. And from newborn to 5 years old, they are closer to the realm. And so sometimes our children wake up, like my middle son, he used to wake up every morning crying. Crying. I don't know what the hell he was seeing, but he's closer to the realm. So now that he's in this new body, you know, it could have been something that scared him, but he just cried every morning he woke up. And let me tell you something with my six-year-old. This is my six-year-old. He's gifted, and I know he's gifted, right? So he always talks about his special powers. It's like, you know, I have special powers. And so, he likes to meditate, and he asked me about talking to trees. So before I had my youngest son, he came to me. He said, Mom, I want a brother. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yep, I want a brother, and I'm going to teach him stuff. He went from saying, I want a brother, to start talking as if it was already planned. He's like, I'm going to teach him stuff, and we're going to be really cool, and we're going to get to play, da-da-da-da-da. So I was like, yeah, okay. Man, yo, a year later, I was pregnant. So I was like, okay, that could just totally be coincidental. You know what I'm saying? So shortly after, like, towards the beginning of this year, I think, he came in, he was like, Mom. I was like, what? He said, I want a sister. I said, oh, no hell. I don't know if it was a coincidence last time, but we ain't finna run the risk this time, okay? Get your ass out. You know what I'm saying? Don't come in with that shit. He's like, yeah, Mom, I want a sister. So now I'm like, if I have another child, it's gonna be a girl, and I don't want that, but I'm sharing that story, because if that shit happens, you'll be like, I remember when you were telling me about him. We came into this house, my son said, Mom, this is the house right here. Because, mind you, we had been going looking at other houses. And I talked to you guys about being one with your kids, because your kids actually know more than you. See, we as adults, we have been through so much pain and grief and issues and troubles, but your children are pure forms. You know what I'm saying? They can see on the other side of the portal up until, like, they can see the most from 0 to 5 years old. And then as they start to get older, they start to see less of the portal and more of the world. But I keep my children connected, and I talk to them in reference to the spirit world and so on and so forth, because I want them to take that connection with them. My son said, Mom, this is the house. We had looked at a couple of different houses. I said, this the house? He said, yes, this is the house right here. This is the one we got absolutely, it went through so fast, it was ridiculous. But listen to your children as well. Like, be one with your children. Make sure your children understand the fact of cleansing and being around different energies, and make sure your children are comfortable. I don't allow my kids to be around a lot of different energies. I don't put my kids in daycare anymore. I had one daycare that I absolutely loved. She moved far away, and I was like, okay, we're going to figure it out. We're going to thug it out, right? I took them to one, and my son absolutely didn't like it. But I don't allow a lot of foreign energies around my children, because I like to keep their energy unscathed. You know what I'm saying? I want them to understand the spirit world, because guess what? No one taught me anything about it. I knew that I was different from a very young age, but nobody around me understood what I was saying. And now I'm older, I understand why
certain things was
happening. I'm the most
spiritual person in my whole family. Like, you know, I'm like, that's funny too, because, you know, and that's why I connect with you, Black, like I said, because my intuition is strong, and it got stronger as I got older. But, you know, the spiritual part, like, I'm very connected. Like, and what's interesting, too, I noticed that I can put myself in people's predicaments and kind of, like, see it from that angle. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right.
That intuition
that's
gift that I think
power.
I have. Yeah, and then also, too, like, even, like, if I focus on, I can see, like, from an animal's point of view, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things. And then, like I was just telling you about how, you know, this whole thing, you know what I'm saying? And like, with the winter solace, and like, you know, how the nights are longer and the days are shorter. Just that energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, shifting it. That's why I said I always said I'm different each season, because each season I can kind of adapt to it. So it's just deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I know, like I said, like, nobody taught me any of this, you know what I'm saying? This was all just experience, and then, like, me slowly, like, just opening up and just understanding the gifts that I have. And like, and just like music, like, I hear music a certain way from people. They don't catch the jewels that I catch in music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
People, I hear a song that I hear, and I'll get all types of jewels or all types of downloads from this. You know what I'm saying? All types of inspiration and energy from it, whereas somebody else would just think it's noise. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to recognize your gifts, you know? But,
right.
Yeah, no, that's deep. But go ahead, Smooth. I know, what's up, fool? Holla at us, man. We've been talking. I know Black, you know, she been going in. What's up with you, man? What you think about this topic?
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to manifest my power as well, you know, to be able to see myself in all the pretty bitches.
You know what? How did I know that he was coming?
I mean, I was like,
you're
like,
doing
I'm
a pretty
like,
damn
I mean,
good
I'm
job,
manifest-
Smooth. I think you're doing a good job at manifesting that.
Yeah, it seems like you manifested that, because you get it popping with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you been gone. Any new kids
it?
On the way?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, that's funny. I do have one on the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm not laughing. It's not funny. But you serious too? That's the thing about it. This ain't
from one of the other baby mamas.
Nah, from the latest one, the one that just had a baby in June. She pregnant again.
Mo, did I say that on the show? I said she gonna end up pregnant again.
Wow.
He said, don't speak that shit. She was over there the most. Get dick. Remember, she was over there when I called. He was like, my baby mama was here, because I heard her talking, and he was like, shit, this Black, you know, like, you know, chill out. Remember when we was talking about that? When the first hurricane was going through, he was like, that shit wouldn't hit. But Black called me like 5 times. I felt special. She was there then, and I said, she going to end up getting pregnant again. I said it.
Yeah, cause you like to fuck, man. And if you fucking cross me like that without a rubber, bro, that shit is gonna happen. And I commend you, bro. Like, that's what's up.
That nigga said he commend me. I'm a fucking habitual offender, and the nigga said he commends me.
So this number 13.
Yeah, it's gonna be 13.
You wanted 13 though. I think you wanted 13. I think this was the number
you was
gauging at.
I mean, 13 was the number I came up when I was like a child or some shit. But
yeah, I think you. I remember hearing you say that.
So what you gonna do now that you done reached your number 13?
Chill. You saying, are you gonna go for 14?
I ain't gonna sit here and lie on my dick like that, man. So.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you reach 20, then fuck it. You at 20.
Man, if I reach 20, man, look, I ain't gonna have no hair. I ain't gonna have no eyebrows, no fucking eyelashes. Shit.
No, but that's old school. Smooth, man, I commend you, bro, because this is old. You don't see, like, you know, it's like you're like kind of like a last of a dying breed. When I say that, like, in this generation, you know, because we all in the same generation, we're all about the same age. So in this generation, you know, the generation before us, that was like the generation that kind of was the last generation to have like kids like that. But you
and a
throwback,
take care,
man,
of their kids. You know what
you're a throwback.
The generation before us, they had all these kids everywhere, and they did not take care of their kids. You didn't know that you had
children.
Yeah,
we are talking about like two, three generations ago.
You know what I'm saying? But, yes.
Not only does
man.
He have all of these kids, he take care of his kids and make sure that the baby mamas are straight, long as they doing right.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hard pill. You got people that got less kids than that and don't even take care of all their kids. You know what I'm saying? So for him to take care of every last one of his kids, that's why he always
13.
Working and y'all hear the loud sounds. He called in to show why he working and so on and so forth. You know, yeah, he got to know about stock for 13 kids, shit.
Hell yeah. Make sure you get that.
You got to know about everything.
The bag cannot stop.
Y'all niggas brought the shit up as a joke. I'm like, ha-ha, little did you know that.
But you know what I'm saying?
I told you she was
going to
get pregnant. I knew it. She was over there too much.
Yeah, bro. That's bizarre.
Yeah. My mother be taking advantage of me. I'd be like, no. And then they just take it from me.
You are such a...
I'm a father.
You say you'd be like, no, so you be... Wait, hold on, because this is not funny. But you
were such a liar.
And
he said at the same time, if you in my bed, you fucking. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, fuck, you ain't about to cross that threshold with clothes on. You got me fucked up.
You'd be like, nah, but they just take it from you, man. That's not funny. I don't want to laugh because it was the opposite way. It definitely wouldn't be a joke, but that's just funny how you said that. Wow.
I don't understand the topic, though. Y'all on some karma shit today, it sounds like.
Yeah, we also, you know, we keep it sexy one moment, and then we go into some, like, deep karmic fucking, you know, spiritual type shit. You know, that's what men black do. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk. So, but I feel this topic, man. Manifesting, soul ties.
Manifest the shit you want. Like, I got... When I first started doing my books, I said I want to turn one of them into a movie when I first started. And when I got into it, it just seems like, you know, okay, God, I don't even know how I'm going to make this happen. And I never really pushed forward to figure it out or anything like that. I just said I'm going to keep going because I've already spoken what I wanted into the universe. And now I have a movie. You know what I'm saying? So understand that you have to just be mindful of what you speak. You got to be mindful of what you speak because the universe is going to give it to you, whether you wanted it then or, you know, not, whether you want it now or not. You got to be mindful of the things that you say you want to accomplish and you want to make happen because as long as you're doing the work as you're supposed to, the universe is going to bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be like, A-okay. For me, I'm very big on by the time I get a check, by the time I get a check and make something happen, before anybody know, I've been and did everything I wanted to do. So I'm not really big on saying, like, hey, you know, I just did this. I got this money, this and that. I'm not big on the money part because I understand that the money is what draw the wrong people to you in your corner. You know what I'm saying? So if I ever sell it, nobody will probably know. But or it'll take a long time for people to know anyways. But it's one of those things that I must say, like, just manifest. Be mindful of what you speak into the universe. Be mindful of what it is that you say that you want because you will get it. And make sure that it's something that you can deal with because you might think you want it, but it's a whole nother test that you done walked yourself into.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what the fuck?
That's true. All right.
Well,
we're
at that point again.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's get into it, you know what I'm saying? So, it's been a little minute, so, you know, I think I got enough topics to take us all the way to 10:30. But this is my favorite part of the show. So if you're a new listener, this is the world famous chop up. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just chop it up, talk my shit, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, chop it up on the different topics that have come up that I just thought was interesting. So, you know, with that being the case, now before I get into the world famous chop up, was there anything that you saw, that you came across, that you were like, you know what, let's bring that to the chop up, let's chop it up about it, anything?
Let me see here.
Man, shout out to them $50 that I wasted on that fucking Tyson versus Roy Jones fight.
Oh, you know I'm going to get into that. You know I'm going to get into that. I'm going to hold – I just want Black to finish up what she going to say.
There's a lot going on. But, yeah, shout out to them. I know you're going to touch on that. I think it was more so about the money for Tyson entertaining. And he did right by Roy Jones. You know, everybody know he can't beat Roy. Tyson said he had smoked before the fight had started
Tyson.
Or whatever, whatnot. But he kept him, you know what I'm saying, on his feet, and he didn't do him as he could have did him. So
he didn't do him dirt.
Yeah, and I appreciate Mike for that. Mike has grown so much. He talked about it on his podcast. Guys, if you haven't listened to the podcast, understand that he talks about, you know, how much he's grown and how much he's changed and so on and so forth. And it showed. You know what I'm saying? Tyson was a very good sport about that last night. So shout out to Tyson.
Well, I'm going to touch in. If you want, I'll touch. We'll just go right into that real quick. I know.
Yeah, go ahead. And then if I got something, I'll chime in.
Bring it back. All right. So I'm going to put y'all on. So I was thinking about, you know, I wasn't going to order the fight because I already knew what it was. But, you know, I got one of my partners on the, you know, in this other part of Brooklyn. He got a nice loft. Usually we, you know, if it's a big sporting event, Super Bowl, big fight or something like that, he's got a big loft space. I can go over there and chill out. You know what I'm saying? We usually get a group of people together. Have like a nice good time. So I was thinking about it, but then I'm like, fuck. You know, I've been real busy with just like different work situations. So I was like, I kind of know what to expect. So came home yesterday. I was mad tired, just fell asleep, and then I woke up. And then, you know, Twitter's my best friend when it comes to shit like that. So I was like, I was thinking because I ain't know. Because at first I'm like, nah. I kind of, you know, I don't want to see Tyson get back into the old Tyson because I love the way he's like matured and like, you know what I'm saying. I loved old Savage Tyson. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? That Tyson I was a huge fan of. I mean, I basically almost cried when he lost to Buster Douglas back in the day when I was a little kid. But I love the way he's grown. And like I said, Black just touched on it. Like, I'm a big fan of his podcast. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the other podcasts other than our podcast that I think is like top notch. Because he just gets deep, you know. You think we get deep, Tyson get real deep. So I just thought that was dope. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, all right, Roy Jones. So this is how I kind of analyze it. And, you know, I'm a boxing fan, so I fucked with Roy Jones. But here's the thing that I didn't like about Roy Jones. It's two fighters that I used to really like that kind of turned me off, and I'm going to tell you why. So Roy Jones is one of them. Zab Judah is another. And the thing that turned me off, I love his skill set. You know what I'm saying? Roy Jones, he got a real unorthodox style, real fast. You know what I'm saying? And Zab Judah, he was a Brooklyn dude. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I liked his name. I thought he was, you know, just nice with it. But the thing was, they had that soft chin. What I mean by that is, when they got knocked out, although it was kind of rare, but they still had great, you know, good wrecks, especially Roy Jones. Zab, not so much. But, Roy Jones definitely an all-time great. Zab Judah, nah, he was a good fighter, not a great fighter. But anyway, when they got knocked out, the shit looks fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weight. Like, I was talking to one of my associates, and we were talking about the fight. And I was kind of explaining this. And it was like, well, man, there's no wrong way to get knocked out. If you get knocked out, it's going to be fucked up. But nah, that's not the case. And I'm going to tell you why. So you can get knocked out, right? Like, you can get a technical knockout. So that's like if you're in a fight, you know, in a boxing match and you get knocked down three times, you fall three times. Like every time you got back up, by the third time, the ref was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? That's enough. Or you could just be fighting, but, you know, maybe your guard isn't up. You're just hanging in there. You're not dropping. but you don't want to get pummeled to death and get brain damage or whatever. So the fighter stops a fight, or your corner throws in the towel. Then it's the just getting dropped. You know what I'm saying? So what's kind of looks bad on Roy Jones' record and Zab Judah's record, when they got popped, I mean, they would just fall to the point where it just looked awkward. Now, fast forward to last night, like I said, I didn't order the fight, but I saw the highlights on Twitter and, that I was talking about today with a couple of my fellows or whatever. But anyway, prime example is Nate Robinson. So,
Hold on. No, bro. No, don't go there.
Why not?
No.
I can't go there. I'm going to come back to the Tyson fight first, but I'm trying to tell you.
We want to talk about Tyson and Jones. That's one thing. But that Nate Robinson shit, man, let that go. We ain't got time for that.
This is the Joe Biden
era now, dog. Like, look, that YouTuber whooped his ass, man.
Yo, that's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, he killed that boy. Hey, he hit that motherfucker so hard, I said, ooh, he dead.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's getting knocked out, and then it's getting dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got dropped.
He knocked
out
that man
all
dick
that.
In the dirt.
And I'm saying, but the few times that Roy Jones has lost and got knocked out like that, it's been like that. Buckled. Same thing with Zab Judah. So that's the point. So Nate Robinson. Dude, this is the one thing I'm going to say about Nate Robinson, and I'm going to keep it moving. Because Nate Robinson, I forgot the dude he fought. What was the guy's name? I can't even think of his name. Some YouTuber guy, white guy. But anyway,
I can't even think of his fucking name.
Right? But anyway.
Motherfucker got 30 million followers. The motherfucker make millions of dollars from YouTube already. Like, man, look.
Oh, everybody know his name now. His name was ringing.
Everybody knew his name before. Because, the motherfucker, this ain't his first. The first two times Jake Paul fought, right?
Jake Paul, that's his name, I think, yeah.
Yeah, the first two times he fought, it was on his own pay-per-view. They have boxers that fuck around and pray to get on his goddamn pay-per-view. And that was just like an amateur fight. Him and some K-Side, whatever
fucking
dude.
Yeah,
so he
just came up on his own way. Okay.
Right, so... Like, but that was $1 million. People paid $1 million to watch two YouTubers fight.
Okay,
they both got paid $1 million each.
Oh shit! So yeah, you got
to follow.
They
both got paid $1 million each to fight two poke ass YouTubers. Like, man, you can't be serious.
Look, this is the new wave. You know what I'm saying? This is the technology era. So you can make it happen, man. If you got that, get up and you know what I'm saying? That hustle about you, and some technical stuff too to make it, technology and how that be your best friend, you can really make a name for yourself. He's a perfect example. So the point that I'm being is the point that I want to make is here's the difference. Maybe Scott said this best in our chat group on IG in the bunker, right? He was like, you can't play boxing. Like, you can, like me, I play tennis from time to time. You can play tennis. I used to hoop, I used to play basketball every morning. You can play basketball, you can play football, you can't play boxing. Boxing is something you gotta know what you're getting into, You can't just hop in there and think, because Nate Robinson, he's a good athlete. I mean, dude played football in college, was a short, he was probably like 5'10", that's short in the NBA. Going against 7'9",
five nine,
you know what I'm saying? Like, crazy, he's like the shortest dude to win the dunk contest since Spud Webb. So he overcame a lot, being just an athlete. So then when I saw my homeboy, was like, he was telling me about that, my homeboy was like, yeah, I'm gonna order the Tyson fight, and he was telling me to show me the card. I was like, Nate Robinson, and I'm like, okay, yeah, athlete, I guessing that he can probably come in there and box. But look, this is it. The last time I say, the way he got dropped was just crazy, man. Like, I mean, man, the way he fell, like Smooth just said, you would have thought he died. But anyway, so Nate Robinson, man, Like, I hope you, I don't know how you overcome that, man. But I guess, I don't know. That's crazy. You just seeing that shit play over and over again, and you just getting dropped like that. But I don't know. You do something, man.
Yeah. That was a fight, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
As a fight fan, I appreciate the show that was put on yesterday, right?
That's a fact.
What I don't appreciate is the fucking concert that was put on. Look, man,
concert,
I came here for the fight. Like, I came here for the fight.
You
want to
see Snoop?
Hey, bro,
Snoop did his thing,
though. We'll give Snoop that. I'm only going to give Snoop that shit because Snoop was saying some funny-ass shit during the commentary.
The commentary was crazy.
Right. When Jones and Tyson were fighting, that shit was funny. When Jake Paul and Nate Robinson were fighting and Snoop was doing his commentary, that shit was funny as well. So I'll give that shit to you. Know what I'm saying? I give that shit
to
fucking
Snoop.
You was entertaining like a motherfucker in the commentary.
Yeah,
but, man,
new,
I didn't want to see no Wiz Khalifa. You see what I'm saying? I didn't want to see no fucking French Montana. You dig?
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I like YG. You see what I'm saying? But I ain't want to see no fucking YG either.
Okay,
like
so that's
Snoop.
All you put me on. I didn't know all those people that performed. All right, so you really put me on.
I like Snoop, but I ain't want to see motherfucking Snoop. I came here to see the fight. But then,
me too.
When I'm watching the
fight,
I'm saying myself,
Tyson wanted to make sure people got their money.
Tyson was not going for no headshots, but he was, hey, don't get me wrong, Roy Jones probably shitting blood right now, because he was tearing that body up.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, Tyson gives him love, take that, bitch.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, too, you know what I'm saying, I think they both, Tyson, you know, he's not as savage as he once was, so I think he just committed to the fact that he got rid of. Yeah, he old, but he's not as savage.
Yeah.
You know, I can say he's matured over
Tyson
the years.
Tyson had a minute and 30 seconds. That was it. After that nigga was tired.
Yeah, true. Both of them, I mean, they in their 50s, man. So, well, you know, you got to expect that. And plus Tyson, he was saying it in the fight. He was saying, like, you know, people was making sure Roy Jones was all right. But he was like, Roy Jones fought just for a couple years, a few years ago. Yeah, he was like, yo, this has been 20 years for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, some shit. Like, y'all just think I'm Tyson. I can just come in and beat Tyson. It's not that easy. So I commend him, too. And then Tyson, you know, 2 years ago, Tyson had a gut, and he kind of was just like, you know, just living a good life a little too much. And then, you know, once he was like, yo, you know, if you listen to his podcast,
hey, man,
they
photoshopped a lot of those fucking interviews and videos, man, because Tyson and Jones looked horrible when they finally did a walkout. Like, those motherfuckers looked like they was in shape for training, right? Like, man, the way they was promoting the training and shit, motherfucker Tyson had a six-pack and shit, you was like, god damn. Yeah, then when they finally walked out, you're like,
angle.
Man, what the fuck?
No, but you know what? I still think you got that, you know, you got that late 80s, early 90s Tyson in your head. You know what I'm saying? That Tyson.
No,
ongoing,
I got
man.
The fucking the
yeah.
training that these some bitches were doing in my fucking head. Like, I got the videos and shit. Like, they was in shape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this. Man, these motherfuckers come out, man. They got no shoulders.
Oh, that's
I'm
man.
Talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
And then look, Tyson
look like titties.
Another thing that's funny too. Tyson's not a heavyweight. You know, Tyson was a heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? That just show he's like
Tyson's
he's middleweight. He's, you know. No,
no, fucking,
but not.
Heavyweight started at 206.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. Wow. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Light heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? Light heavyweight.
Yeah,
light heavyweight.
If you think about it, Tyson always fought like around 212. The 215 when he was in back in the '80s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the motherfucker came in at 220. So like the nigga was 8 pounds more than what he used to be.
Okay. All right. But you know, I don't know, maybe I guess the age. The age just made him look real just light heavyweight. And then Roy Jones, you know, he was a light heavyweight. Roy Jones had one fight where he fought like a heavyweight, but other than that, you know, he was always a middleweight. So I just think it was entertaining, but like you said, you know, from the highlights that I saw, it seemed like Tyson really could have knocked him out if he wanted to, but, you know, he kind of wanted to, he didn't want to, both of them, they didn't want to, first off, neither one of them wanted to get hurt, and I don't think Tyson really wanted to embarrass Roy Jones.
Hey,
you don't think so?
Let me tell you.
What happened?
Jones,
put me on.
Hey, Roy threw some punches to the head. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, he tried to put some punches to their face, and every once in a while, Tyson, I just told you, and then they go, back program, but yeah, Jones threw a fuck. That motherfucker, he threw a few punches to that face. It's time
to
hide.
Yeah, of course. But I mean,
what?
But looking at what you saw, because you know they made it a draw. That first off, Tyson, it seemed like from what I saw and what I was hearing, that Tyson should have won. You know what I'm saying? But they made it a draw.
Yeah, that was
right.
Tyson's fight, man.
And at the same time, do you think, and of course, both of them not going full, what I'm saying, they're not going full-fledged because both of them are older, they don't want to get hurt, and they want to kind of just put on a show in a way, you know what I'm saying? And they don't want to get embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? So Tyson don't want to go in for the knockout, leave himself open and fuck around and get knocked out, you know what I'm saying? Roy Jones, I would say, because that's Roy Jones' style. You know, Roy Jones is the type of person he's going to, you know, bob and weave, and then he's going to try to, you know, he's going to try to sneak his in. Tyson is a more of an aggressor. You know, he's going to come out and just try to knock you out, try to take your head off. And I just seemed like that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like, you know, maybe a couple shots to the head if he would have caught him. But other than that, he just, you know, body shots. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all in all, I think it was good, you know what I'm saying? I think it was, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to pay the $50, but I think it's a good start to something else. It reminded me of Versus, you know, like the Versus that we talk about. So I'm going to get into the whole Gucci Jeezy Versus too, because, you know, we had a couple weeks off. But but it reminded me of that, but just in a boxing
Shout out to Gucci, man, for dropping his nuts. Hey, look. I don't give a fuck what you say, right?
So what you think about that?
Hey, at the end of the day, motherfucker, at the end of the day, we can try to sit here and pretend like, yeah, man, we grown past that. Bitch, you try to kill me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you try to kill me. You put a head out on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the bitch house. I remember this. I'm in the bitch house.
This bitch opened up the door.
Then y'all niggas run up there and want to try to pistol whip me and shit, and the nigga wind up dying. Yeah, nigga, we smoking Pookie Loke today, bitch. Hey,
so
you and I cool, but that nigga that dead, nigga, that's all on you. We smoking a nigga tonight. What's that?
Yeah, I mean, anybody trying to kill me, you know what I'm saying? He tried to come in and kill me, but you end up getting killed. So how did that? I only brought that up
because, like, a lot of motherfuckers tend to forget. Don't get me wrong. When you live that life, you live that life. You feel what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
If you send somebody, that's just like my little nigga, man. My little nigga, they killed his ass, and I was fucked up because I was working with like a little broad, and she was trying to get the little nigga to come down and do like a little performance down here and shit, but they wound up killing his ass a few weeks ago and all this other bullshit.
Oh shit!
Like,
so
actually, nigga went out
to Ayers,
Atlanta, wound up getting killed. I said, man, come on, nigga.
He was a rapper.
This nigga, right? Yeah. They called the little nigga King Von and shit.
Oh, you knew him?
Yeah. So.
Damn. I heard the name. I never really heard none of his music, but I know the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But, like, the thing is, man, look, at the end of the day, all right, we can sit here and pretend that we older. Hey, don't get me wrong, we can be older. But old shit changed, my nigga.
Yeah,
like, don't forget,
I
try to kill you, you try to kill me. The only difference is that at this particular time, the nigga almost got me. You know? So, like, yeah, man, everybody like, oh, man, fucking G, what's the nigga name, man?
Gucci man,
damn,
Jeezy.
Oh man, Gucci man, wrong for that. No, you not, nigga. We could be in a situation right now, like, oh man, Gucci man could have died like 8 years ago, some bullshit. And then what? Oh man, rest in peace, Gucci man. Fuck all that. I don't need that rest in peace shit.
Yeah, you survived it, man.
No.
So, well, for the people out there, maybe the people, you know what I'm saying? Because of course you watched it. I don't know if Black watched it.
No, I ain't watched
that
shit.
All right, well, let me put you on. So the same way you was telling me about Tyson and Jones, I didn't see it, but you was, you know, you put me on, gave me some inside information. I'm gonna put you on with the Jeezy Gucci. So first off, it started out, it was supposed to be Jeezy versus T.I. You know what I'm saying? That's what was being, you know, promoted. And then a few days before, you know, the date, all of a sudden you just see Gucci, and it's like Jeezy versus Gucci. So first off, I just want to commend T.I. for just stepping to the side for the culture. Like, okay, you know, T.I. recognized, all right, like, it ain't about me. Let me let, you know, Gucci and Jeezy go at it. You know what I'm saying? And let them, you know, hash out they like beef they gotta have. And what's dope about it is, you know, I thought Jeezy and Gucci was like a perfect matchup, you know what I'm saying? Because they came out at the same time. They had the song, I guess, So Icy together before the beef. And then the beef happened, and then, you know, the rest is history. But what I commend both of them is I see their growth, much like how we were just talking about Tyson's growth. You know what I'm saying? You saw the savage Tyson in the 80s that everybody loved, you know what I'm saying, knock you out the first couple rounds. To the Tyson, you know, to all his trials and tribulations, going to jail, losing to Buster Douglas, and all of that. And then, you know, kind of reinventing himself. And, you know, Tyson always has been a very, very deep guy. You know what I'm saying? And you just kind of really understand the guy now. And that's the same thing I see with Jeezy and Gucci. You know what I'm saying? They started off as two just trap dudes, you know what I'm saying? Young dudes, dope boys, or whatever you want to call them. And through their maturation, now they just businessmen, you know what I'm saying? And they both just glowed up, you know what I'm saying? I see Jeezy's growth, you know what I'm saying? Got a little Asian chick, he chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then Gucci, really, you know what I'm saying? Gucci had the pot belly, the gut, dude in and out of jail, goes to jail the last bit. All of a sudden, he come out, and it's like, get rich or die trying. He looking like 50 Cent back in the day. He come out all chiseled up, you know what I'm saying? And got the wife now, and he's chilling, you know what I'm saying? Living the good life. So, set up for the perfect verses. And then, you know, of course, you just explained the beef that they had. I didn't really know the ins and outs of it, but I knew that it was something happened. But apparently, I guess it was a price on Gucci's head that Jeezy must have put up the money for it. They came and tried to get Gucci, and one of the dudes ended up dying. And, you know, Gucci survived the supposed hit. So that set up the perfect verses. So then, you know, so they had it in Magic City. Shout out to Magic City. I got to get out there the next time I get to ATL. Last time I went to ATL, I went to Onyx. Definitely doing Magic City when I touch down. So, Black, when I touch down, I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm like, yo, I'm here. Meet me at Magic City.
It'll be perfect when you get this little month vacation. Come on down for the new year.
I need to. But look, it's on my radar. Like, don't believe me when I tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen sooner or later. Hopefully sooner more than later. But anyway, so they was at Magic City. And this was the dope part about it, right? So I'm going to take you back in the day. You know what I'm saying? To some Cleveland shit, to some New York shit or whatever. If you ever was in a club back in like the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, when you just knew it was like tension in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 3-6 Mafia had the song Hit a Club Up. Like, when you just knew, like, you vibing and you chilling, but you know something about to go down, and all of a sudden some shit, a fight break out, and the whole fucking club just go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could see the tension. Like, people dancing, but you see people meme mugging. It was kind of that situation there. You know, you started wondering, like, damn, did they have let both their entourages in? And then, you know, just to paint the picture, Jeezy was playing it cool. You know what I'm saying? Jeezy was cool about it. Gucci was just going at him. Like, he was antagonizing Gucci. Like, I mean, he was antagonizing Jeezy. Like, yo, why you playing these old songs? I got to do this. You know what I'm saying? He played a diss song when he talked about, you know, Jeezy's dude getting killed. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But then at the end of the day, it was like a perfect little matchup because it was like, you know, Gucci is aggressive, and I like that. I like that aggressiveness about him. That's like how his whole kind of career has been. Whereas Jeezy is more calculated. You know, he's more of a thinker. You know what I'm saying? More kind of like, you know, let me set this up. You know what I'm saying? And you can see how Jeezy probably set the hit up and why Gucci survived. Like, it's just a kind of stuff. But long story short, so it was interesting because, you know, Gucci got his catalog, you know, that the Thug Motivation 101. That's a classic. That's gonna go hard, even when he played the old songs. And then, you know, Gucci, ever since he came out of jail, just been on an ill wave. So he got all the new hits. So it was just going back and forth. So I just thought it was dope. But then at the end, they hit you with the WWF moment. So it's just like, just when you thought, okay, this is getting kind of crazy, they end up doing the song they did back in the day, So Icy, and then I guess they had the after party, and then Fall as well. So I thought it was interesting. I'm glad they were able to kind of somewhat bury the hatchet, even though it seemed like Jeezy really, really trying to bury the hatchet. Gucci, not so much, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, like you said, somebody try to kill me, I ain't going to ever be cool, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know what I'm saying, I just can't trust it. But for what it was, I think, he kind of – I respect them both in a way. You know what I'm saying? I saw both the way they was moving, and I respect both of them. So I just thought it was dope. I thought it was dope for Atlanta. And you can see why Atlanta has become, you know what I'm saying? You know, when hip-hop first started, or, you know, rap music first started, you had New York and you had L.A., but you just see Atlanta got something to say, you know what I'm saying? Three Sacks said it best back in the day at the Source Awards, you know? The South got something to say, man. So, shout out to that. Yeah, so that was that. I got about 5 minutes left, man. It's been a cool show. I'm glad to see school, you know, back on the check-in. Real quick.
Yeah, that's smooth. Tell us where you been.
Yeah. Let's do that. We got 5 minutes left. Go ahead, Black. Put you in the school, you know, get reconnected.
I've been here. I mean, what exactly are you trying to ask? Yeah,
like you ain't never took this long of a hiatus from the show. So where you been? What's been up? What's on your mind? Why you been gone so long?
Oh well, I mean, first of all, I'm Black, but thank you, for asking such an inquisitive question. I took some time off. I mean, from it normally starts like around from October to November. You know what I'm saying, where it's more of a mental health break. You see what I'm saying, the anticipation for the day when my mom passed or whatnot. So I tend to stay away, you know what I'm saying. I tend to.
So I text your phone like maybe 8 times because you know why I was calling.
I'm not done talking. You see what I'm saying? So, so you have to.
Keep going so I can rent.
I hear you. I see the anticipation of your upcoming rant.
Your rant, okay.
She's like, yeah, I've been waiting for you, motherfucker.
She's ready to get this off.
Now that I know you're alive.
At least give her a minute to get this off, get her rant off.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Swan.
You
got about 4 minutes left.
All right, so you have that. Then you have, like, the health issues that kicked in. But it was like, it's been a long fucking month and a half. Yeah, shit. So you had the health issues and shit, and then you had the other bullshit with the, you know, the mental health break, and then you got the other shit with, as far as the family's concerned, and you have other shit as far as making money. So I mean, fuck, it is what it is. I'm alive.
You ain't catch COVID or nothing, right?
Nah, fuck no. That's what them other motherfuckers. Ain't no COVID around. No matter of fact,
I'm like,
you know,
texting you like 8 times.
They got a big ass outbreak of COVID down there, right? But ain't nobody taking no fucking test. So nigga, like, wait a minute. The testing centers are empty, bitch. so like, yeah, we working right now. Like, man, what the fuck you mean we got all these new ass cases, man? The fucking test center empty as a ton of them, bitch. Motherfucker.
Yeah, that shit crazy. But I text you over 8 times, like, just tell me you okay. You know I'd be worried. If something happened, I don't know how the hell I'd know. And your raggedy ass was not responding to a text, so now I'm extra worried. And the universe just said, just let it go, and it'll be.
I
figure out if you're all right or not. You got to give one of your baby mamas my number just in case anything happened so they can hit me up and let me know, because I was worried, and you know I was worried. So you seen all my text messages, you just ignored them.
No, well, actually, I didn't just ignore your text messages. If you would have been paying attention to what the hell was going down in this particular part of the fucking world or the state, you know what I'm saying? We had the hurricane. Motherfucker had lost power for like a week and a half and shit. AT&T been shitty for like 2 weeks after that. Like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why the phone wasn't working. It was a perfect storm, young lady. I am so sorry that you was worried about all this manliness, but I'm alive.
Well, okay, I feel better.
That's what's up. Smooth, you know, and I was just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought I would say, you know what I'm saying? I'm just Smooth's take.
Right.
You know, it's hot takes and shit.
I never thought I'd say this, but I miss Smooth. Well, what the fuck?
It's good to see you back, bro. It's good to see you.
You know, y'all be at each other's head over here. He said, I never thought that I'd say this, but I miss Smooth.
We had the Miss Marche thing. I was like, you know, since the Miss Marche interview, that was a minute ago.
before the election, and we got a new president now.
Unfortunately,
types of shit went
down. The last time I was on the phone, Donald Trump was the president.
Well, technically, he's still president, and he's still fighting. Make sure you guys check out my Linktree link, and you can find all of my links from there. That's linktr.ee/thenewmissloveblack. That's thenewmizzluvliblack. And 60 seconds, Mo, take it out.
Yeah, so definitely be on the lookout for the retweet once Black tweets it. I'm going to retweet it.
I already know.
If you miss the show. All right, bet. So look out for that. You know, tell a friend, log on to listen. Definitely fucks with the Twitter page, man. That's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and Twitter lit now, too, with the stories. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even get into that. That's going to be one of my other topics, but, you know, I'll say that for next week. Definitely do that if you want to put a voice with the a picture with the voice, you know, holler at me on IG. You know, I kind of be on the low in there, but if you want to check it out, you know what I'm saying? That's Mo Binns, MOBINNS. And if you want to be on the show, slide in the DMs or whatever the case may be, and we'll get you on. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got some stuff cooking as far as new guests coming up for this coming season of Real Adult Talk with the Newmans, Lovely Black, and Mo Ben. So definitely check us out. Same time next week. Everybody be safe. Peace.
Peace.